afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Thursday, September the 27th. This is The Flip Side, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net, where you will find that the special that we've been running since Tuesday, look, it lasted for 2 days. It's pretty good. $10 liberties, gone. It's bizarre. I've never seen this. What do you mean you don't have any more $10 liberties? I said to my supplier, Robbie, you sold them all. We don't have any more. As far as Wall Street is concerned, another crazy day today. Dow closed up 34 points. There's no reason why. NASDAQ, well, there's a reason. We'll tell you about it. NASDAQ up 10 points at 2,709. S&P 500 up almost 6 points at 1,531. According to the AP, stocks extended their gains Thursday with a modest advance as investors weighed fresh economic data. Well, what was the fresh economic data that caused the Dow to move higher? Well, there was a sharp drop in new home sales.
Ah.
There was a oil surge on new supply worries. And, yes, that pesky little hurricane that keeps on appearing and then disappearing. And a new low for the U.S. dollar. Now, is that possible that the Dow could find good news in that? Well, I guess the conventional wisdom on Wall Street is the news is so bad, it's going to force Ben Bernanke to lower interest rates. Doesn't make sense to me. In the metals complex, another up day for the metals. Sort of like getting to be an old song. Gold closed in New York up $4.70 at $734. Silver up 13 cents at $13.58. Platinum up $12 at $1,362. Palladium up $3 at $3.45. Currently in Asian trading, gold up $1.20 at $735.20. Silver up a penny at $13.58. As we mentioned, crude oil once again above $82 a barrel, closed at $82.93, up 5 cents on the day. U.S. dollar index. Well, plunging 16 basis points. We are now sitting at 78.25 on the dollar. When we return, we'll tell you why they think the Fed's going to cut rates.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
cook, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Thursday. Well, let's have a look at the financial news that came out this morning that Wall Street was waiting with great anticipation for. GDP figures, they expected at 3.9, they came in at 3.8. Uh-oh. The chain deflator expected at 2.7, it came in at 2.6. Uh-oh. Initial jobless claims, expecting 320,000. Apparently, a lot of people have just given up. Figure came in at 298,000. The help wanted index was expected at 24. It came in at 23. And new home sales expected 825,000. Came in at 795,000. So it was pretty much all bad news across the board. And then the Fed rode to the rescue. Fed today injected a huge $38 billion of liquidity into the system, the largest amount it's done since August, to ease tight credit conditions. You think, they used to give Ben Bernanke, printing press Ben, helicopter Ben. Well, he's now got a new name. He's now called B-52 Ben, because what Ben Bernanke is now doing is he's carpet bombing the world with fiat money. Anyway, tomorrow we can expect more interesting reports. Personal income for August coming out tomorrow, expected at 0.4%. Personal spending also expected at 0.4%. The core PCE inflation expected at 0.1%. These people are just too much. I can't take these people. At 9:45, the Chicago PMI report for September expected at 53, and at 10 a.m. tomorrow, construction spending for August, which is expected at 0.2%, and the Michigan sentiment for September expected at 84. Is there anything I should tell you about what happened in the gold market today that shouldn't be pretty obvious to everybody that listens to this program? According to Walter Otscott, senior broker at the Dallas Commodity Company, says gold is a great bet. The euro's strong, you have high energy prices, and you can't help but see the inflationary pressures building. And there's no question about the inflationary pressures building. But do you believe the Fed when it tells you that we got inflation under control? It's 0.2%. And then tonight, big vote taking place in the Senate. And what are they going to be voting on tonight? Well, America is about to go bankrupt on October the 1st. So the Senate... going to be in a long session tonight. They have to raise the debt ceiling. The question is, how high do they have to raise the debt ceiling? And I wasn't even aware of the figure. And when I did become aware of the figure, I almost choked. This is a report from the AP. The Senate on Thursday is slated to vote on a must-pass bill to prevent a government shutdown and extend the Treasury Department's ability to finance the budget deficit. A stopgap spending bill is needed because Congress has not sent the President a single spending bill, while the debt limit increase measure comes as the government continues to leak red ink. The Senate agreed to votes on the bills Thursday night, and once they pass, they'll be shipped to the White House for Bush to sign by October the 1st deadline. That's when the new fiscal year starts, and coincidentally, when the government will hit its borrowing ceiling of $8.965 trillion. Congress has never failed to raise the debt ceiling and prevent default on U.S. obligations, but the vote nonetheless illustrates the fiscal failings of Bush and Congress since the U.S. recorded four straight years of surpluses ending in 2001, Bush's first year. The budget deficit for the current fiscal year is expected to reach $158 billion, about $15 billion less than appropriated for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The stopgap spending bill would keep all 15 cabinet departments running at current levels through mid-November, which is unfortunate. Extended financing for popular health insurance programs covering children from low-income families and providing funding to continue Pentagon operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Such stopgap funding bills are routine. They'd be needed every year since 1994. But for the first time in 5 years, none of the 12 annual appropriations bills have become law by October the 1st deadline. Republican-led Congress typically had made sure at least the defense and homeland security measures had passed by then. Bush is plainly eager to veto a showdown with the Democrats over their efforts to add $23 billion for domestic programs to Bush's, and here's the figure. What is Congress going to agree to raise the debt ceiling by tonight? $933 billion. The Senate tonight is going to vote to increase the national debt by $1 trillion, meaning that since Bush has been in office, he has taken America from a surplus, which one could question whether it was a surplus, whether it was real, whether it was Memorex. There was a lot of creative bookkeeping taking place with the surpluses. But since the president has been in office, he's increased the national debt by $4 trillion. Now, let me just remind you, we are talking about a Republican president, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate, until obviously they lost at the last election. But by and large, during this whole Bush administration, it's been Republicans in charge. What do Republicans stand for? Republicans stand for fiscal responsibility. Well, if that is your main platform of being fiscally responsible, they have failed miserably on that scale. Miserably. If you take all the other Republican platforms out there, they've done equally as they've done with the fiscal situation. And is it any wonder that the House has approval rating of 11%? I didn't watch too much of the Democratic debate last night, but it's pretty evident that there's probably no difference between the two political parties. Nobody wanted to make a firm commitment when we're going to end the stupid war in Iraq. As a matter of fact, one was left with the distinct impression that the so-called war on terrorism is going to be extended until at least 2013. How is it possible that we can continue along this path of fiscal irresponsibility and not at some point in time see a complete financial meltdown? It is not only us here in the continental United States who are watching this. Many people around the world are very familiar with America's fiscal position. America right now is indebted to every major country in the world. America relies on the generosity of foreigners to finance our debt. But yet America has not been or has not taken a leaf out of the book of Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It has done exactly the opposite. It has had a policy of how to alienate friends and really cause your enemies to hate you even more. Where does that leave us? A whole pile of trouble.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The world today seems absolutely crackers. With nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high, there's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing and it's senseless, and that's why I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees, yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They come from a long way overseas, but they're cute and they're cuddly, and they're ready to please.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Thursday. If you haven't done so already, say goodbye to the American dream. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's reality. Because if the Fed has its way, my friends, inflation will destroy it to the point that most of us won't be able to afford nor recognize it. And as Ron Paul makes clear, even though it appears that the money comes from thin air, it has to come from somewhere. Printing money has its own costs, which are borne by who? Foreigners? No. They lend us the money. You and me are the people that are holding the bag. In spite of official government pronouncements, the cost of things that matter the most to us, the things that contribute to a higher quality of life, the things they don't count in inflation, food, housing, energy, medical care, education, you name it, will all spiral out of reach for many Americans. Just look at the price of oil. Look at the price of gold. And do you believe the government when it says inflation is only 2%? Isn't it amazing? If you lie to the government, you go to jail. If the government lies to you, they get to spend another $1 trillion. Whatever happens over the next 16 months, President Bush will leave office a Republican, a fiscal conservative, a compassionate conservative, having presided over one of the fastest accumulations of government debt in American history. Now think about what I just said. in a little under 8 years. This president has spent more than any other president in the history of America. I mean, that's mind-boggling. That's astounding. But the question is, what's he spent it on? We now have the largest bureaucracy on the face of the earth called the Department of Homeland Security that are trying to figure out all kinds of neat ways to turn America into a police state. It is a boondoggle of government bureaucracies. After the collapse of America, it should be held up as an example for other countries not to follow. We are on the precipice, and I really try to be optimistic sometimes about what the future holds. But unfortunately, we are dealing with politicians who can never admit to failure, who can never admit they made boneheaded decisions. These are the same people who seem to think that miraculously you can solve whatever moral dilemma or physical threat people face by simply throwing money at it. When you look at everything that we've thrown money at, you have to ask, why haven't we solved the problem? Why are we still fighting a war on poverty? It's been 40 years, $5 trillion. Don't you think someone should raise a white flag and say, listen, this war on poverty is not working? But they will no more declare failure on the war on poverty than they will declare failure on the war on terrorism. It is an expense that people cannot even comprehend what we are facing. And we haven't even got into the long-term costs that this war will ultimately cost the United States of America. It's not going to be too long before international lawyers start filing claims against the United States for crimes against humanity, for depleted uranium, which is now spread across the entire Middle East. People will be afflicted with various forms of cancer in that region of the year for probably the next 1,000 years. And the emotional and psychological cost to the million-odd kids that went and served there,
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching. that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Thursday. Sure, everybody wants to rule the world, but it's he who owns the gold that makes the rules. Let's not forget that. You know, there's been a number of stories, and you have to wonder why the Fed would inject $36 billion to add liquidity into the system, fearing a credit crunch. You got to read between the lines on that thing. What is the Fed fear of? A run on the banks? This is not some banana republic we're talking about here. But it just seems as though people have lost complete touch with reality, or obviously the media is doing such a good job that most people still can't comprehend the images that we saw 2 weeks ago when long lines of people were standing outside banks in England demanding their money back. There was full-fledged panic. Although they were prim and proper and they didn't do what you'd imagine would happen on a bank run in America, guys weren't going down there with AK-47s demanding their cash. They stood there with a stiff upper lip. But you could see the angst of these people. Now, this is they were standing outside of the banks even after the government came out and said, look, don't worry about your money. We'll guarantee your money. No, they didn't want to hear anything from the government telling them everything is fine. They wanted their money, pure and simple. The same thing happened in California 3 weeks ago with Countrywide Financial. Now, here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, and I'm not too sure whether it happens in jolly old England, but I don't think they have FDIC insurance over there. Most people shouldn't be worrying about banks in America. You are insured by the federal government up to $100,000. Yet people were standing outside of banks. And strange people's behavior is when they start to fear that these financial institutions that they put faith in could fail. And there's no question that the Fed is panicking, as we are, as you see politicians do this on a consistent basis. Fed's no different, the same politicians there. Whenever they are faced with a crisis, there's immediate knee-jerk overreaction. It's like the war on terror. We got a story out today. I mean, the stories that we hear leading up to this war just get more bizarre and bizarre and bizarre. Now, Bush was meeting with the Spanish Prime Minister long before we invaded Iraq, telling him that we were going to invade Iraq, yet at the same time he was giving press conferences in the United States saying, we're trying to negotiate a deal. We don't want to go to war. Saddam Hussein said, listen, I will go into exile. All I want is $1 billion. You got to ask yourself, why not take Saddam up on the offer? Give him $1 billion and let him go into exile. And there wouldn't be 4,000 19-year-old kids buried under a white cross today. America wouldn't be facing a fiscal calamity of epic proportion. Now, whether you like Bush or not, it's not the point. The man has literally screwed up everything he could possibly do. There's not one thing this man has done that has been successful, and not only during his presidency, in his whole life. This is what we are witnessing in America today is George Bush's life. A screw-up of epic proportion. Now, it's fine when he's screwing up small little oil companies in Texas and baseball teams, because only a few people get hurt in those screw-ups. This is a screw-up that's not only hurting 300 million people, or soon to destroy 300 million people, but this cancer has now spread worldwide. It will take probably decades before America can once again retain the prestige it had prior to this administration coming to power. Now, I don't want to sound like I'm being too harsh on George Bush, but the facts are the facts. And tonight, the Senate will agree to raise the national debt by $1 trillion. Mind-boggling. And you wonder why I say buy gold and lots of it. Let's go to the phones. We've got Joe in Wisconsin. Hey, Joe.
How do you do?
All right, sir.
A couple of things you said that I'm not sure about. Twice you said that the Federal Reserve injected money into the system.
Yeah.
You said, well, don't they actually borrow the money into the system?
Well, obviously what you had today was, and we're not sure exactly what it is, but this was the biggest injection that the Fed has done. Now, when we say injection, more than likely what it is, it's not for adding liquidity for you and I. It's more than likely adding liquidity to certain financial institutions who cannot make redemptions. In other words, they cannot pay their clients. And so the Fed, in order to stop a bank run, which is what would happen ultimately, had to inject an additional $36 billion into the market, which is the biggest amount it's injected into the market since August the 9th, when this crisis reared its ugly head.
But from the general public's point of view, if the
right.
who believes that the Federal Reserve is actually the federal government, and the
right.
federal government is trillions of dollars in debt, yet...
Right.
it can inject money from somewhere into some place. And from my perspective, if the Federal Reserve is a private organization, a corporation, then they have to charge somebody for that money that they're, you call, injecting.
Sure, guess who they charge?
Yeah, so it's being borrowed against the taxpayers, which is actually making the debt go up, correct?
Well, sure.
Okay.
I mean, this is, and this is in large part why the reason that come October the 1st, America is technically bankrupt, will not be able to pay its obligations.
Right.
Unless Senate tonight passes a $1 trillion increase in the national debt.
Which, of course, they will.
Of course they will.
Right, yes.
What do you think they're going to do? Say
right.
no
right.
and shut down the government?
But
which
then,
actually would be which would be a good thing. I mean, if they really wanted to save the country, what they would do is just refuse to fund.
But they're working for the people that are taking
people.
It down.
Well, sure.
Yeah. And another thing you said, that we rely on the generosity of foreigners to borrow us money. Well, who do we actually owe the most money to? I mean, if we have a $9 trillion national debt, and you subtract what we owe to China and what we supposedly owe to Japan or Saudi Arabia, then that leaves still a big chunk, which nobody wants to talk about. And I think that chunk is the Federal Reserve, because that's who we actually borrowed the money from initially. That's the only way it can get into the system is through the Federal Reserve.
Right. The biggest debt holder is China, followed in no particular order by Japan, Great Britain, Europe, and the United Arab Emirates.
Are you telling me that China holds more of our debt than the Federal Reserve does?
Oh, China has in excess of, I've forgotten what the number was. It escapes me now. $2 trillion in U.S. backed securities, which it is obviously trying as best as it can to alleviate itself of. That's why China's running around the world buying up things. With its dollar surpluses.
Okay.
I mean, China's. When was it? I don't know when it was. A couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, which caused a major market upheaval when China. There were stories by a unknown Chinese.
Let me get this straight.
On the market.
If the United States needs money, it has
right.
to sell bonds, correct?
Right.
And if somebody out there doesn't buy it,
right.
and the Federal Reserve has to, correct?
Sure.
Okay. Now, how much debt do we owe to the Federal Reserve?
Oh, who knows?
Well, then you just said that the China is
who
the
knows?
Biggest. And if you don't know how much...
What do you want me to say to you? The debt figure in the United States, depending on who you listen to, whether you listen to the government accounting office or whether you listen to independent people like Bob Chapman, you got a figure that goes from, if you add in the unfunded liabilities, you get a number that is mind-boggling in proportions. It's like $80 trillion.
Correct.
With a T.
And so that the $2 trillion that we owe to China can't possibly be the biggest amount.
Well, we're talking about foreign countries that we owe substantial amounts of money to because we borrowed it from them. What we do is we buy their products, we ship them dollars, they in turn turn around, use those dollars to buy U.S. securities. That's how we kept the Ponzi scheme going for so long. You follow?
I follow, but that's not answering my question. Let me put it this way. How could I find out how much money we owe the Federal Reserve? How could I find that out?
I don't think you really can find that out. I think it's a number that is virtually impossible because obviously there are so many different variables when you look at the number. But to be on the safe side, as many people have sort of tried to break it down so people can understand, a family of four is in debt to the tune of some $495,000. That's what a family of four's debt is. If you take the debt and you break it down, a family of four is in debt to that figure.
Right. But that doesn't answer the percentages of what of who is owed who. That doesn't answer that. You know, people talk about China and Japan borrowing us money. Well, isn't it possible that the Federal Reserve or the media just uses them as like scapegoats to talk about, because the actual largest chunk?
It's the money that they have loaned us.
Yeah, but it's not the most amount. If you admitted it yourself.
What's the biggest
amount? You said you don't even know what it is.
Because how can you figure out unfunded liabilities? How can you figure out the future costs of Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and all the welfare programs? You've got to take all that into consideration. We know what our funded liabilities are. We just don't know how big the unfunded liabilities are, because that's an unknown factor. Nobody has a firm grasp on what that number is. That's why we're in a world of hurt. That's why they stopped showing us what the M3 money supply figures were.
All right. New question. Are you ready?
Well, fire away.
Was that $38 billion that the Fed injected into the system?
Right.
Where did that money come from?
Well, where do you think it came from?
I think they just made it up.
No, the Fed injects the money into the system. And how does the Fed get the money? Well, issues notes and the U.S. Treasury prints it.
They create it, right.
Sure. They create it out of thin air.
Right. I just wanted to go over the air, that's all. So that when they say it's injected in and you say it's injected in, I just want everybody to hear that we just borrowed it from somebody that didn't have it in the first place. Is that
well? It's a little bit more complicated than that, but yeah, I mean, basically it's all added. It's all part and parcel of the national debt.
Right. And then whenever I hear the national debt, I would like people to explain it like that, because when China and now actually China and Japan, the part of the debt that they bought from us, they actually used real dollars, didn't they? They actually used something of worthwhile. When they bought the debt, if a normal person goes out and buys a bond and spends a dollar that he already had, they're not really running this country in debt that far. Because they'll someday get that dollar back, plus the interest. But when the Fed borrows this money, they're taking money that didn't exist in the first place, buying our debt, then we have to pay them back with real money to replace the money that didn't exist in the first place, plus interest.
Well, sure. Hello.
Yeah. Okay.
Why was that so tough? The national debt. Let me tell you what the national debt is. Let me see if I can do this right. It's $8,995,806,359,542.43. This is as we speak, which means if you take the population of the United States at 303 million, that means that each citizen's share of the national debt is $29,679. The national debt has continued to increase at an average of $1.35 billion per day. Now we need $2 billion a day just to finance the interest on that debt.
Right. What's the chance of that getting paid off?
Zero. Not.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, my friend. Final segment of Thursday. Of the total debt, and it depends what figure you said. As I said, if you take current debt at $8 trillion, then you add in the unfunded liabilities. I mean, you end up with telephone numbers. But of the debt that is recorded, the $8 trillion in debt, 40% of that is held by the Federal Reserve Bank and other government accounts. The rest of the debt, 60% of that debt, is privately held. That means countries and institutions. So there's no question that when one tries to answer the question, is it ever possible to repay this debt? The answer to that is simply no. I mean, yesterday we did a story where Social Security is in the hole to some $13.7 trillion, where David Walker, the controller, the auditor of America, says there's only one way that we can save Social Security, and that would be by cutting welfare benefits across the board and raising taxes by some 25%. That's just to save Social Security. This is not to even deal with any of the myriad of other government programs that are out there, new Medicaid program. And obviously, we are going to be facing, obviously, a whole new round of spending based on the stupid war on terror. Because now we've got to fund all these agencies that are out of control. As the GAO says, the Department of Homeland Security can't account for half the stuff that it's got. The Defense Department can't account for, I don't know, $2.5 trillion. I don't know, we had it here last week. I don't know where it went. Most probably stuck it in a C-130 and flew it into Baghdad on pallets. So when you get into, and this is a problem when you get into numbers, because numbers are mind-boggling. We're dealing with numbers of epic proportion. I mean, the Fed, for instance, today, injecting $36 billion into the system. I mean, people don't know it's $36 billion. Well, what's it? It's $36,000 million. That means, obviously, there was a credit crunch. That means that the Fed had to come to the rescue of something. It's the only reason why Wall Street went up today, because all the other news from Wall Street was totally abysmal. And there's Syria. Who knows what it is? I mean, yesterday's rise in the stock market was based on a story that Warren Buffett was going to buy a part of Bear Stearns. Today, it doesn't seem that just may have been an idea he had yesterday, but it caused the Dow to rally. The Dow rallies on anything that it perceives as good news, and I will submit to you that the $36 billion injection into the market today, Wall Street saw as good news, because if they didn't do that, there would have been a run on something. What it is, we have no clue. Till tomorrow. Goodbye.